Welcome to The Reading Room, the Diagnostic Imaging Podcast. I am Jeff Hall, the Senior Editor for Diagnostic Imaging. In the first episode of a three-part podcast series, we'll be discussing the updated breast cancer screening recommendations from the American College of Radiology and the United States Preventive Services Task Force and potential implications for health equity. I am pleased to be joined for this podcast series by Dr. Anand Narayan and Dr. Amy Patel. Dr. Narayan is the Vice Chair of Equity in the Department of Radiology at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Dr. Patel is the Medical Director of the Liberty Hospital Breast Care Center in Kansas City and an Assistant Professor at the University of Missouri, Kansas City. Now let's get to the questions for Dr. Narayan and Dr. Patel. The American College of Radiology and the United States Preventive Services Task Force recently put forth updated breast cancer screening recommendations. Now, starting with the USPSTF updated draft recommendations, can you discuss the studies that were used for this update and potential implications for health equity and screening?
Yeah, so first, thank you so much for having me. I'm really honored to be here with you and Dr. Patel as well, too, as part of this discussion here. So first, you know, one thing is the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force guideline in part reflected this recognition about health disparities in the context of the COVID-19 pandemic and after in the aftermath of George and the murder of George Floyd, is it recognized the existence of these health disparities and the fact that individuals who belong to different racial and ethnic minority groups experience increased morbidity and mortality from breast cancer. So the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force recognized that we're not going to see large numbers of new randomized control trial data that include diverse patient populations that can allow us to ask and address research questions about the performance of mammography screening in diverse patient populations. So they conducted a series of modeling studies to really answer some of these questions. And what they did was they used one of the CISNET models, and they created a wide variety of inputs in them. Breast cancer, the fact that breast cancer, Black women are more likely to get diagnosed with breast cancer at earlier ages, and they varied the screening intervals and the age at which to start screening. And they said, well, let's test out what happens if we change some of these parameters, and what will that do in terms of outcome, and specifically breast cancer mortality disparities. We all know the statistic, the common statistic, that Black women are 40% more likely to die from breast cancer compared with white women. So what they did is they tested these different strategies. And it turns out that if you start mammography screening in Black women at the age of 40 and do this every 2 years, that it would reduce breast cancer mortality disparities by 57%. Now, as part of the sensitivity analyses for the modeling studies, if you go even further and you say, well, what if we started breast cancer screening in Black women at the age of 40 and screened every single year, it would actually reduce breast cancer mortality disparities by 97%. So when you think about the magnitude of that and the implications of that, I think that really led to sort of that change and that thought process here. And there haven't been a whole new set of randomized control trials or other kind of data that have really informed the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force guidelines. So it's in part this modeling study and this recognition to create more inclusive screening guidelines that led to this change that the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force said, we're going to start mammography screening at the age of 40 and do this every 2 years instead of the age of 50. So I think in a large degree, health equity concerns really helped to drive this change in policy recommendation.
Now, what is your take on the updated ACR guidelines, which seem to emphasize earlier screening of patient populations at higher risk for breast cancer? And what do you think the potential impact of these updates would be for health equity?
I know, I think that, you know, Dr. Narayan really, you know, hits the nail on the head and are trying to do here in terms of identifying women who are above average risk and we're taking a more aggressive approach. And as you know, just as of this spring, the American College of Radiology updated its above average risk guidelines that are coming down even further in age, saying that any woman of any color should be risk assessed by age 25. And before, we were previously saying 30 back in 2018 when the above average risk recommendations were initially released. And just like Dr. Narayan said, you know, particularly emphasizing that Black women, women of color, specifically Black women, they tend to have more biologically aggressive cancers, such as, you know, triple negative cancers. And particularly looking at Ashkenazi Jewish women who tend to be BRCA carriers. So I think this is most certainly, a step in the right direction, and that, you know, there obviously still needs to be a research done to look at this. And we are taking an aggressive approach. But, you know, I think that especially with us taking a declarative stance, it is upon, you know, behoof of the other subspecialties in medicine to really look at this too, so that we're on the same page, because these recommendations are wonderful, but at the same time, it could create confusion. And even with the USPSTF coming down and with these new recommendations, or draft recommendations rather, we'll wait for the final recommendations. Kudos to them for these draft recommendations recommending a screening mammography every other year beginning at age 40, but it's still not going to mitigate the confusion, because as we know, multiple subspecialty groups, including the American College of Radiology and Society of Breast Imaging, recommend, you know, annual screening mammography in average risk women beginning at age 40, and that's commensurate to other groups, NCCN, the American Society of Breast Surgeons. So the more that we can get on the same page, the better, so we can mitigate confusion, not just amongst our providers that we serve and we collaborate with, but also amongst our patients and the community at large.
I would like to thank Dr. Narayan and Dr. Patel for sharing their insights on this topic. I would also like to thank the listeners for joining us in the Reading Room, the Diagnostic Imaging Podcast. As always, visit diagnosticimaging.com for the latest news and perspectives in radiology.